Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
We are talking St. Joe Today, events today. Danielle's in studio with us. Hello.
Hey, Lindsay.
I have my huge laundry list of everything that now that we are officially into summer, it's going to get a little wild, right?
It is, yep.
So first, I guess, wanted to talk about, some of the things that you can enjoy regularly throughout the remainder of the summer. So let's talk about farmers market.
Yeah, so right now in downtown St. Joe on Lake Bluff Park, if you've never been, every Saturday from 9 to 2, we actually have our St. Joe Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. So it features a lot of great local farmers, local bakers, just anything.
Seriously, so many different things. And
so many.
There's really great reviews and comments that I see about this the market. Just things like flowers.
Yep, we've got everything from perennials. We've got a cheese vendor. We've got beef and meat. We've got baked goods.
Yeah.
We've actually got wine tasting down there too. So
you had me at cheese.
Right, cheese. So, cheese is my favorite.
That is every Saturday from what time?
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So that goes until when?
That runs through mid-October. So October 13th is our last date. But you've got tons of chances to go throughout the summer.
Okay. Where can we keep up with this if we want to learn more and if it's happening, if it rains, that kind of thing?
Yep. So all of our events are always rain or shine, but okay. You can always check our website, which is stjoetoday.com, and you'll see the events tab. You'll see featured events. Everything that you could ever want is on there.
This might be a silly question, but you and I know where this takes place.
Yeah.
For anyone who is unfamiliar with where this is in right downtown St. Joe, it's really right on the bluff.
It is. Lake Bluff Park sits right there. It's kind of like that sidewalk that overlooks the fountain, mm-hmm. Silver Beach Pizza. You can even see the beach and the lake from there.
Yep.
It's a beautiful view.
Yep. And do we rope that off for the Saturdays? How does that work? The street?
Nope. So actually, the streets are open. The parking on the bluff is a little bit limited, just mm-hmm. in that space, so the vendors can park. But yep.
Okay. As I put that down again, if that's something that you want to go and check out, they have just a variety of different, you can say, local homegrown type of items.
Yes.
Yeah. So also, one of my favorites is to go around and see antiques on the bluff. We kind of were chatting briefly before this. I'm planning a wedding. And you can find some cool items there that you can turn into like card box or even like refurbish some fun things. So just to give you an example of some of the things that you can find, when is Antiques on the Bluff?
So Antiques, we started our season in May, but we've got a couple more left for the season. So we've got first Sunday of the month through October. So our next one coming up is July 1st. But yeah, you can find anything from, old gas signs mm-hmm. to melt glass. We've actually got a couple new vintage and antique clothing vendors this year.
Yes.
So that's kind of neat and different. Furniture, mm-hmm. smalls, miscellaneous, there's really, decorating your house,
yep.
presents for mom, anything really.
Even if you don't think you need anything, it's just cool to see what some of these people have that they're selling.
It is.
So make that a part of your stop again to remind everyone when that happens.
That is, I'm going to be the first Sunday of the month through October.
And it's actually crazy how many people you have set up down there for this. It's very large.
Yeah, we've got, I believe it's over 60 vendors for antiques. But yeah, it takes up both sides of the bluff.
So I'm going to just hit everything else real quick and we can give a brief description of what these all are. I have no idea what public art means, so please tell me what that means.
Yeah, so every year the city of St. Joseph actually comes up with a different theme for different public art. So those are the statues that you see in downtown.
Okay.
So this year we've actually got the Magical Kingdom of St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the different, we've got two castles and there's 14 different knights and dragons.
They're huge this year.
They're huge. And you're encouraged to sit on them, take pictures of them, tag everyone in social media. But it's a great kind of like scavenger hunt for mm-hmm. all ages, even just to see like the beautiful design. The one out right outside our office that we sponsored is very detailed.
Okay. For anyone who is unfamiliar with where your office is, it's basically right downtown St. Joe.
It is. Yep. We run the Welcome Center. So we're right on the corner of State and Pleasant. We're at 301 State Street, right across from the
Chocolate Cafe. Can we just go in and maybe learn more about some of these? And
you can,
where they
yep. We're open 7 days a week. Our hours are on our website, stjoetoday.com. But you can also visit the St. Joe Public Art, stjosephpublicart.com, and we actually have maps in the Welcome Center, so you can kind of see where all these pieces are.
That's one of my favorite things about living here, is throughout the summertime, if you ever make your way to downtown St. Joe, the kids just love to interact with any of these things, whether it's taking a picture, showing their mom or dads, like, look what I'm doing. It's very cute. So this is really kid-friendly to go down and just take pictures and see those.
Very kid-friendly, yep.
I'm just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
When do you pick the theme for the following years?
So the city usually approaches us in early fall, I want to say, because we do the auction right with our fall event. And so they'll kind of after that start planning for the next year. I think City Hall gets a kind of a say. They visit our office, and then it's kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, so the public art is out and ready on display, so stop by and check that out. Starting up here, we have the Friday night concert series as well. What is that?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. So that is Friday night, starting June 22nd. It's an hour-long concert that's free in downtown St. Joe. So it's the John E. N. Howard Band Shell, which is right there on the river. So it kind of overlooks the river. You can see the lighthouse. It's got great sunset right by the Whitcomb. So it's it's all free. It's every night except the Krausel weekend. Every Friday except Krausel weekend.
Yep. What time does that start at night?
7:30. Yep. So you're out by 8:30. It's a great night. You can bring some snacks, go grab some ice cream.
Definitely. And it's free. So what you could do is put this down for even like a date night. If you're at night out, go have some dinner downtown and then head to that concert. And then afterwards, you can go get some drinks somewhere or ice cream.
There you go.
That is the Friday night concert series. So that's happening every Friday night throughout the summer, 7:30, except for Krausel Art weekend.
Yes.
Brown Bag concert series. What is that one?
Yep. So those are similar to our Friday nights, but these are actually on Wednesdays. So they're Wednesday at noon, same location, right downtown in that band shell. But these are great. They're mostly all kid friendly. I mean, even the Friday night ones are as well.
Okay.
But these ones are a lot more geared towards like the lunchtime crowd. So, you know, meet up with mom and dad from work. Lots of kids, you know, from the Curious Kids Museum come down, schools come down. It's a lot of fun. It's just, an hour long free concert. You can just kind of enjoy your surroundings.
Now that is Wednesdays at noon?
Wednesdays at noon, yep.
Okay, for the remainder of the summer. What kind of artists are playing at these? Are they bands? Are they, you know, single artists?
Yep, it's kind of a mix. Okay. The Friday night ones are going to be a little bit more full sound, full big band. Friday night concerts actually kicks us off with the Moonlighters. They're always the first one. So it's kind of a jazz big band, kind of a Southwest Michigan staple. But the kids ones, or the Wednesday ones, are going to be more geared towards kids. So there's a couple smaller groups, singles, but, you know, it's kind of like along the vein of Deep Fried Pickle Project.
Stuff
like that.
So if you ever go down there and wonder what's playing that going on at the band show now, Now you know. Free concert. Go.
Yeah.
I have horse-drawn trolley rides. These are fun. I see these over towards like the other end of town by the Buck and that way, right?
Yep. So those get picked up on the corner of Elm and State. They're just free trolley rides, about 5 minutes long. We even have some meet and greets kind of sprinkled throughout the season, but we actually have two new horses this year. Okay. So it's Polly and Dolly. They're the cutest little things. But yeah, come meet them. Come take a ride. It's just kind of a neat, different view of downtown.
When do these take place? Is it the weekends? Or?
They will typically starting next week, they'll start on Wednesdays and Sundays, and then occasionally on like Saturdays or Fridays.
Easiest way to find when they're going to be there.
Always visit our website, stjoetoday.com.
stjoetoday.com. Now, I've seen quite a few people respond that they are attending these ones, Movies in the Park.
Yeah.
What is that for anyone who's unfamiliar?
So again, those are from the city, or sponsored by the... brought to you by the City of St. Joe, but they're fun movies on Saturday nights in July and August. So family friendly again. Some, you know, some kids, some a little bit retro, but it's a free movie that starts at dusk. So the time varies a little bit throughout the summer as it gets dark later, but.
They'll set up like a projector screen out there.
They do, a big inflatable.
The park that's next to Silver Beach Pizza.
Yep, Whirlpool Centennial Park. So it's right between the fountain and Silver Beach Pizza.
Yep. Bring a chair, bring a blanket.
Yep.
Pretty much camp out and watch a movie. Maybe you could go to the beach afterwards.
Exactly.
Make a whole. Yeah, I like the date night idea of all these things. Okay.
Yeah. So and they're all free.
Exactly. Even better. They're all free. It's a cheap date.
It is.
All right. So Mike, your Memorial Car Show. That is happening July 20th.
So we're really excited, for that. It's part of our Midsummer Classic weekend this year. So that will run you through the weekend really quick. But that kicks off with the Rock the Boat, the cardboard boat race that's at the Inn Harbor Shores.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Friday night, we've got our Mike Yore Memorial Car Show, which has been around for a really long time. Mm-hmm. That's going to be Friday, July 20th from 4 to 9. Great. To see, you know, some vintage cars. Yep. LaValle's going to bring some new cars down there. Honor Credit Union sponsors as well. It's just kind of a neat night. You can walk around again. Entrance is free. Lake Boulevard's closed down, but it's kind of fun to walk around and see all these cool things. Talk to the owners.
Yeah.
Learn some history about the cars. Yeah.
So is that actually the night of July 20th? Then?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's the night.
So I know a lot of people always are wondering when that is. Again, just put that down on your calendar for next month. July 20th is when that car show is going to be right downtown St. Joe. Another thing to add to your calendar that we all love to go and see is Chalk the Block.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know what Chalk the Block means, what is it?
So it's downtown St. Joe again. This one actually takes place on Broad Street. So we closed down Broad between between State and Lake Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So that section's actually blocked off, and artists get these squares that they then essentially
chalk.
Yeah, we put some tempera down. Some like the background filler, some don't. Some just chalk right on the concrete itself. So
these are absolutely amazing to see.
They're beautiful.
It's insane that someone can, I guess, put something like that together with chalk on the road, essentially.
Yep.
And are they given themes?
Nope. They actually, so all of the blocks are sponsored by different people. So the sponsors can give some influence, but mostly it's artist choice. So it's pretty cool to see what they vary from year to year. We do have one artist that typically stays with like a Disney theme. So it's okay. Cool to see what she does every year. We've got some 3D artists that have been popping out the last mm-hmm. couple years, which is awesome to see. Some really great like photo opportunities.
Oh, definitely.
And yeah, no theme, but just kind of all artistic creativity on yeah. them.
How does the schedule for that flow of the weekend go? So it's August 3rd through the 5th. Are they drawing through the process of that? Like, what if I want to see the finished pieces?
Finished pieces are mostly going to be on Sunday. So if you're looking to come just to view the finished pieces, I would suggest coming Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
We typically will do judged awards and stuff by then. Mm-hmm. But Saturday is fun too if you're coming down because you get to see them start. So it's as early as like 7 or 8 in the morning. Some take all day. Some take only the afternoon. It really just depends. It's kind of their mm-hmm. pace.
Yeah.
And again, it's really interactive. They really love sharing their art and they'll talk to the people walking around as well.
Awesome. That is again, August 3rd through the 5th, Chalk the Block. We just covered a lot. We covered the public art pieces, the farmer's market, the antiques on the bluff, movies in the park, the horse-drawn trolley rides, of course, the concert series on Friday and Wednesdays, and of course, that Mike, Your Memorial Car Show. So the easiest way to keep up with everything that they are working on for you at St. Joe Today is by following them on their website, stjoetoday.com. And side note, that's often where I find a lot of the events that I have people on the show. Reach out to them so you can find other people's events posted there as well. So there you go. Thanks for coming in and telling me all about it. And more importantly, thanks for putting them all together for us.
Oh, yeah. No, we love summer. We love our community. So come out and see us.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.